We tend to love our veterans, and rightly so. And for most of our nation's history, we have admired veterans. So how can we reconcile veterans and then the political climate, and how does it all relate? And it gets messy. Let's consider all this and fighting right here on the corner of truth and life. Welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and in this episode, if you're listening in real time, if you're following our podcast as we record them or on WKTJ, we are ramping up towards Easter. We're a few weeks away, and we have another week until Palm Sunday, and then from there right into Easter. And so with that, and with other holidays, I wanted to kind of talk for a minute and think about just the whole veteran thing. And in today's politics, especially with some of the controversy around the tension that existed between the now late Senator John McCain and President Trump, and there was animosity there, and Trump has been really clear on the fact that he doesn't like McCain, didn't like McCain, didn't care for him. And, you know, we could try to figure out why, but the two men didn't really care for each other. It's pretty clear. And yet one of the things that all got wrapped up in that was the whole idea that McCain is a veteran. And we tend to really admire veterans. And for most of our country's history, we've tended to like veterans. There was a time during the Vietnam War where the veterans didn't get treated well, and most people have tried to make up for that now. But even we've tended to like to elect veterans, and we've elected a few presidents. I mean, General Grant after the Civil War, and Eisenhower after World War II. We've tended to like to elect veterans, especially generals or people that have done well in service. And today, with politics being just as toxic as they are, and not just nationally, but even locally, politics can get pretty nasty. I just wanted to kind of consider the whole fighting for our rights today. Because really, that's what it comes down to, is everybody's fighting for their rights, for their say, for their way. And that's really what it all comes down to. And in this day and age, where there's a greater feeling than maybe in some past decades or eras, a greater feeling of partisanship or tribalness or whatever you want to call it, they have a lot of different names for it, where there's a greater sense of us and a greater sense of them and us versus them. And we've talked about that here on the Corner of Truth and Life before. But when there's a clear feeling of us and them, then we fight a little harder for us, obviously. Because it's important to stand up for yourself. And in this day and age, and in the movements of, do you stand up for yourself? It's important that your voice be heard. It's important that your existence and your stances and your values and your thoughts and all that be appreciated, recognized, respected, whatever. And we'll fight for that. And I'm not saying that being respected or being heard is bad. Definitely not. But it's become very, very important. And not allowing others to take away our rights, take away our freedom. And again, I think that's fairly obvious why we would value that and want that and fight for it. And I'm not saying by any stretch that doing so is inappropriate. What I am saying is that in this current environment especially, we have been particularly attuned to that. And I see it in the small town politics, I see it in state politics, and I see it in national politics of people who are concerned their voices aren't being heard, concerned that the little people are being forgotten, or that they're the little people, or that, you know, this stuff's being decided without us or against us, or, you know, just, and so we have to fight for us and stand up for yourself. But now let's come back to where we started, which was veterans. And why do we admire and respect and honor veterans so much? Well, isn't it because they give all that stuff up? Isn't that what we admire? Because think about it, if you're going to go into the armed services, well, the first thing you do is you give up a lot of freedom. I mean, I've never been through basic training, but I've had a lot of my youth group kids who have gone in. I've got friends who are veterans. And I think we all have a pretty basic understanding of basic training. During basic training, you do not have very many rights anymore. You voluntarily give them up. You sign up. One of my guys went through Marine training. And I mean, even he, one of the things that before he went, we knew that we wouldn't hear from him for a while. His mother, he would get one phone call at a certain time, and it was a script where he called, read the script, and then had to hang up. I mean, oh my goodness, if you told me that's all I could do, if you get one phone call and here's the script, I'd fight that. But they gave that up. They gave that right up. And then they have some choices, but listen, if you go to war, they don't say, well, hey, would you like to go fight today? How do you feel about going to a battle today? Where would you like to be stationed? Again, not that they never have choices, but man, in war, it's, no, you follow orders. And they go in knowing that they're surrendering that, and they may be posted wherever they get posted and do what they got to do, and what they got to do may include giving up their lives. And then many have. And they didn't want to die, but they went in willing to. And it meant that they left loved ones behind. It meant that they left family behind. And it wasn't that they were planning on it, but they planned for the possibility and they accepted that and they went in. And we tend to really respect that. And rightfully so. Because someone giving up their rights like that for others, we rightfully admire and praise that. But then think about how different that is from how we enter into most of our political engagements. We enter in pretty much the opposite way. We're afraid that we'll be shortchanged. We'll be afraid that we'll come out on the short end of the stick. We'll be afraid that something we don't fully want might happen. We're afraid that others might get ahead or get more than we do or take advantage. And so, man, we don't give an inch. And we fight. And we yell at others. And we run against them for no other reason than because I'm gonna stand up for me. And that's the exact opposite of what the veterans do. Because they're not standing up for themselves. They are sacrificing themselves in many cases for us. And that should cause us to pause. That should cause us to think, well, if you admire veterans, if you sit there and go, man, you know, I really appreciate the veterans, and if you run into a veteran and you say, thank you for your service, which, man, that's a fantastic thing to do. But if you do that, and if you admire those that serve and those who give up for others, think about why you admire that. Think about that, if that is actually an admirable trait, how present is it in your life? How often are you willing to lay down your rights, your freedoms for others who may or may not be grateful or appreciate it or even worthy? But just because that's what you do. Think how that might transform just the conduct of some of our politics. If we went in and said, man, what can I give? And how can I serve, even if it's costly to me? And if we set that tone for how it worked and called others to that, what might change? And of course, all that is to come around to Bible stuff. That's what the Bible says. Consider others more important than yourself. Do not merely look out for your own interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude that was also in Jesus, that although he was God, he did not fight to hold on to his godhood, but emptied himself and became like a human. The Bible over and over says, look out for others ahead of yourself. I mean, even the famous golden rule, treat others the way you wish they would treat you. Because Jesus came down and it wasn't in his best interest to die. And he didn't have to. But he chose to. And he said, no man has any greater love than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Well, who was his friends? Well, he called us his friends. And the Bible says when he did that, we were actually his enemies, but he chose to treat us as friends, to make us friends at his own expense. So, as we think about in politics, and you think about even just in your town, as you constantly fight for your rights, I'm not saying that we never stand up for ourselves or become doormats. I'm not saying that. But maybe we should pause, look inward, consider our own hearts, and consider that we, even now as a society, do value those who lay down their rights for others. Who give up the fulfillment of their own needs to serve society. And allow that to maybe at least moderate your tone, to spend more time talking and less time demeaning and fighting and tearing apart. I know that our community here in Franklin County will be better for that, and around the world as we stand up for that. And if we know Christ, to have the attitude that he had of humility and patience and love for others. Think about that today. Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North Jay. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.